It would be based on last year's mail.
Yeah.
Whenever you send the letter in, it's based on previous year, so it would be based on last year's.
Okay. All right. Okay.
So essentially, it would decrease it around $4,000 in assessed value, which is about a $200 difference in your taxes.
Right.
And that'd be by changing the classification.
Right, I
understand. Is that
set? Well, if you want to go with the months for 2016, and then I will take it from there in terms of, at least for now, that's what we have to do each year, to say how much we're using at first.
Right.
Well, and a little bit in tax, right.
And you would have the ability to, you know, once the decision is made, whether, regardless of what we go with, the county clerk sends out a letter, and it'll explain to you what other avenues you have, one being going to the state tax commission. So, so you still have another option if you decide to do that.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
So do we want to do a 10% split, Chuck, or do we need to give you specific numbers?
I can do 10%. You know, I'll do 36.
Danny, did you make a motion earlier?
I did, but I'm okay. Confused by what we want through here that I can't.
Move to set the value of BOE number 2016-36, 10% at the change the classification rate of 10% to residential, 90% to the commercial.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
On the next one.
Now on the.
I'm looking at values right now.
Is it the same? It can't be the same split.
How about your promenade?
Okay.
We're moving on to that one. Okay. And that's under LJM Group, correct?
That's correct. That's correct.
Okay. We don't have an appraisal on that one. But we're just looking up some comparables. Right now you're being taxed at $192,647.
Okay.
And is it strictly used 100%?
It is the same as the other. When we use our properties, we usually go down as groups and we use both. So about a month out of the year, we personally use. The rest is available for rental.
So you have family that comes down and they stay in one of them, you stay in the other one, is what you're saying?
Yes, on a regular basis we do that.
Uh-huh. We'll just figure it this. Figure
that's
it
this. Our saving grace with these properties is at least we can use them personally. They aren't going to sell very easily.
Are you going to be satisfied with us making the same split on that as before with the 90 and the 10, and we leave it at what we have on the
comments?
Well, I guess I suppose that would be because I guess what
this
we're
is
saying
a
on the other
an outlier, but not too much.
If we lowered it from 192, it would affect if someone wanted to buy, it would affect a bank appraising it out.
So our motion is to leave the same and go to 90% on the commercial and 10% on the residential.
Okay.
All right, that's my motion. And to leave it to 192.
And there's a bunch for
second.
We got a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion carries.
All right.
That was.
All righty.
So are you guys done with me now?
Yep.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. One more thing before I hang up. What is it that I need to do? Do I need to contact you to do this going forward? This letter that I'm looking for.
Cook Pedal, the assessor will mail you out a letter each year, but you're taking care of for 2016.
Okay, so next year I need to make sure I get that letter back from the assessor. Okay.
Yes.
And we, and
okay.
Ma'am?
Yes.
Before you hang up, it is the consideration of the county commission. Hopefully Chuck will go along with it. There'll be a time frame to get that letter back in. And as of now, it's May the 10th, isn't it?
May 15th.
May the 15th that it has to be back in. So that's not something to let slide.
Gotcha. Okay, I understand.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Just calling me. Okay, you guys have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Can we talk about a few things on that one?
Yeah, go ahead.
I get the percentage thing. I was kind of out of it, just looking at the values. You guys made the right decision on the 127 because the even though we had, and Chuck, I know we had a comparable in that particular unit for 85 and 100. In the promenade, there were a bunch in that price and even higher. There was one for 210, one for one, you know, another for 120. And if an appraiser, if somebody was going in to buy on the appraisal side, they'd be for sure pulling on the promenade side to get that same, to get a figure like that. Anyway, I just think it warrants, I mean, I think the valuation is correct on that 127,850.
This is the one we're about to go on.
And you don't, and you think the other one should have been lower?
I don't think it was that high. I mean, there was one sale in there for 210, another one for 155, another one for 120. So it might have been.
I mean, it puts it. I guess she was right when she said we were guessing, because that part of that is trying to evaluate between a low scale of 120 to 210. Basically, we've got to do this, the accordion effect, to come up with a number. And what we did for this lady is make the adjustment this late in the year of 90 and 10, that 10% residential, 90% commercial. So that's what we did for her, even though we left it. So she saved money.
And she was satisfied.
And she was satisfied, and that's very unusual for them to say that.
Well, you get it right. She was guessing. I mean, they do have a set amount of time. They can only stay in that unit for a certain amount of time, and they have to have it in the nightly rental program, from my understanding. I know there's a little bit different rules from the promenade to the convention center.
Well, somebody else is going to be coming in there to stay. they got to stay for a certain amount of time and get out, even if they are the owners.
Like the next one, they put N.A. in the will up here in person and will up here via telepathic. They put N.A. in both places, which means that they're presenting evidence, unless you have something else, Wesley. They're presenting evidence to be heard, and they're asking you to make a decision on the evidence, and they've attached
this. It's on the record. So that means that there's no phone call, no one coming in. So,
right.
They just want you to look at
the back. Well, bring it on.
Well, I think you've already got, or you had the appraisal. It looks like the same to me as the fifth house.
What was the purchase price? 150?
155.
Well, it may have been one of the comparables that were used on the other one.
And probably, they're saying they want an opinion of market value is $84,000 based on the attached appraisal. So it's that same appraisal you just looked at a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
I'll go ahead and look at the history.
In the comments, it does say nightly rental, but it doesn't give any class, you know, any how much is
it? Danny.
Huh?
I'll go up there at the. It's already gone down quite a bit from the commercial assessed, 42 down to 28. Residential assessed went up to 81.90.
So they had to send a letter in.
Yeah,
sent a letter in, looking at it, 48% commercial.
I think they've probably got pretty accurate everything we've looked at.
So, it, square footage, why?
This one's a little bigger.
Huh?
This one's a little bigger.
Well, maybe. If it's a little bigger, let's leave it at the 132 and 132.9 and go on.
Well, make that motion. That's...
I mean, okay, I'm going to make the motion that we leave it at the 132.9.
What's that number?
That's the commercial appraisal.
Based upon the evidence of the previous promenade and... Am I...
You're wanting to deny 2016-37?
That'd be easier.
Okay.
Is that your motion, Danny?
That's my motion.
Second?
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Motion carries.
Have we got a full day tomorrow?
I've already I've had the ladies in the office call a couple of these. That's in late afternoon. They're at 3:45 and 4 p.m. Trying to see if we can get them moved forward because we had cancellations that got moved to different dates. So I'm trying to get them all moved up to about 1:30 to 2 o'clock.
That's okay.
Right now.
And then there's nothing Friday and we go into next Wednesday or when?
It'll be the 20th.
Yeah, we have
next
nothing
one.
For next week at all.
Okay.
And nothing. We have stuff on the 19th of pre-test. And
why is there nothing?
So we can't do it until the
20th. Because with everything coming in over the weekend, we cannot give them the 5 days that's required by law to...
I'm supposed to go to Jeff C. on something.
Yeah, I know we're busy on the 19th. We have to test on equipment.
You said the 20th? That's a Wednesday?
We appreciate Jeff being here, don't we?
You bet. You bet. Yeah. I think you've done a fine job of building yesterday.
Right. Tolerate? Is that
tolerate,
better?
Yes,
something
yes,
with eight in it?
Eight, yes,
yeah.
Yes, yes.